Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You have to credit Joe Judge, the receivers coach, and you have to credit these younger players because as all these guys are running around, it's ironic, Phil. Philip Dorsett, first-round pick. N'Keal Harry, first-round pick. Demaryius Thomas, first-round pick. Julian Edelman, decorated receiver. They're all on the sidelines, whereas you got your Dontrell Inmans and your Gunnar Olszewskis and your Damon Pattersons and, of course, Jacoby Myers out there.
Can't forget
running
that.
Around and making the plays.
It's really incredible when you are rattling off a nice day of practice from Tom Brady, and the first receiver name that you mentioned to us just now was Gunnar Olszewski.
Olszewski.
Yeah, if,
spell it.
Bemidji State.
Somebody spell it.
Former defensive back, now plays wide receiver.
Olszewski.
Apparently was the go-to guy yesterday.
Go-to
for
guy.
For Tommy Brady, as he carved up.
Well, Malcolm Butler was hyping him up, too. He's like, this guy number nine, boy. He's tough. He is tough.
Where's the hoodie? He said.
Yeah, red zone targets for one Tom Brady. I think Tom feels about throwing a Gunner. Braxton Berrios.
We know how he feels.
Some other guys I never heard of
before. We got
some
sound of Brady, which we're going to play coming up, of how he feels about throwing a Gunner and Braxton Berrios and all these other guys.
I was asked
about that post game yesterday.
You know when sometimes you just you feel inadequate? You know, Mon, I'm sure you feel
nope,
like that.
Never felt like that. Nope,
Christian. No.
Nope.
It was there. I set it up perfectly. Because I was thinking like keys to the game kind of thing, like for this weekend.
Yeah, what you know, got
like,
three of them?
What
things,
keys?
Well, three, no, just like what things I'm looking
bet.
Forward to, you know?
Three
and, and I'm hearing stuff, and I'm hearing Chad. I'm talking about how Isaiah Wynn's a beast, you know? And he's going to be unbelievable. I like to see that kid play. And then you see Jeff Howe's, was it 67 things to look for?
Well, last time it was 71.
No, it was 50.
No, 51.
Was it 51?
Oh, so 51.
Now added 16
I think
points.
It's 67 things to
oh
look
my God.
For.
67 things
less.
To watch the Patriots take on the Titans, courtesy of Jeff Powell, the Athletic.
67 things. Jesus, Jeff. What the What are you? What is it?
Tyler
the water boy?
Tyler should be in charge of having this in front of him during the game Saturday and checking everything off that Howe is looking for and do some sort of recap for
but
you guys.
Did,
on
to me, I feel like it's the same thing. It's not things he's looking for. They're just camp notes.
Yeah, these are all the notes that is in his little notebook.
But emptying out the desk drawer.
It should
yeah.
just be like 67 camp notes leading up to the game. Because, you know, it just like last week, none of this stuff, like things to watch for. Last week was like James White won't play. All right, well, what am I going to watch for that then? Like, what am I watching? You know, like, full breakdown of Brady's targets in camp. Okay, so I'm going to, what am I watching? Doesn't say anything about, like, well, let's watch and see who he throws to. No, it's just, it's like camp notes, which I can respect.
So, the last time they had a game against the Lions, they, like, every single thing went right. Every last thing went right
yeah.
as far as the quarterbacks got hurt. The Lions offensive linemen had concussions. The quarterbacks got concussions. You got on a roll. You got an interception. You got points off that. And then it was obvious that their depth wasn't nearly as good as yours. Or maybe it is, but they're just not as developed as yours. Maybe someday they will be. Now, I mean, they're just having a grand old time over there in Tennessee. Just, you know, everybody slapping each other's backs and talking about the good old days. And, you know, Brady gives Vrabel a trophy, and then they sing to Vrabel for his birthday. It's like, wow, it's like kumbaya. Like, this is going to be a little bit different situation when the actual game starts, because Vrabel is not going to allow himself just to sit there and just take some sort of beating. And you saw it last year when they played. I mean, out-coached Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Out-physicaled the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
What do you think it's going to be like? So do we believe that Brady's going to play?
Yes, we all do, right?
So he is going to play.
Series or two, for sure. A
couple drives, maybe?
One long drive or two short drives. Yep. He plays.
All right, so you think it's just going to be vanilla defense, or you think there's X? So you think Vrabel, being the smartass that he is, because all you have to do is go back to that last regular season game when Mike Vrabel pulled out the quarterback throwback to Marcus Mariota in a way of trolling Bill.
Yep.
Because Bill tried to do it to Brady. Brady's not very athletic, ends up dropping the ball,
hurt
tripping, all the other stuff. He gets hurt. So what does Vrabel do with a big lead? run the same exact play.
But what do you think Vrabel would do? Because I think he'll go extremely vanilla for Tom.
Why would he go extreme? No. Because
that's his boy.
Part of being his boy is making him look stupid. You know that's the way it is.
I think the flip side. No. I think Brady and McDaniels are going to try to make Vrabel look stupid. That's what they tried to do yesterday. They're going to run some real offensive plays with Berrios as Edelman, with Myers on the outside, with these guys that are healthy, and they're going to try to have a real passing camp against Titans like they did yesterday.
And I think there's too many former names. There's Lewis, there's Logan Ryan, there's Malcolm Butler. They have a lineman. I can't remember his name, but there's another lineman there that's been there forever. AJ Klein has been there.
I don't think that if he's going to play a drive or two, Vrabel's like, when he's out there, I'm going to bring the house. I'm going to just blitz the living hell out of him. I do think in the regular season, you might be thinking that, but in preseason, let's keep it pretty vanilla with Tom. Let's run some of our blitz packages and beat the hell out of Hoyer and Stidham. Because I'm just out of respect.
Oh, that'd be ultimate Vrabel.
Yeah,
make it tough on Stidham.
Well, out of respect, I don't think.
If you and I were playing against each other,
I would not
coach,
bring the house in and be trying to hit you all game long for one drive.
Hurt, but I do want to stick it to you a little bit.
In the regular season, I do.
No, even the preseason.
In a practice game?
Yeah.
I wouldn't bring that guy.
You better watch it.
I wouldn't try to get you, if you're going to play a series or two, I wouldn't try to get you hit 4 or 5 times.
Just so you know, when that happens,
you're going to try to get me hit.
You better be keeping your head on a swivel.
No, I don't think he would.
Flip it. Do you think that Tom Brady's going to go out there and say, hey, Josh, let's take it easy on Mike's defense? That's the part I don't think. Maybe you're right about Vrabel. I think Brady wants to go out there with this receiving core that is, as Curran wrote about, is the unheralded group right now. All the good players, they're all hurt or they weren't practicing this week.
Yeah, but I think you would no matter what, we're going to go out there like Detroit. We're going to go after Patricia's defense. We're going to run our stuff. I'm trying to find out if this guy can catch a football. I'm trying to find out if this guy knows what the hell the play is. Why are you in motion? Get your ass back over to the right and stop. What are we doing? So I think he's sort of trying to get everyone on the same page. I just don't see Vrabel bringing the house and saying, you know what, if Tommy's going to be out there for two drives or one drive, I want his ass hit. I want you to hit him 3 freaking times. Take his ass out. I don't see it happening.
I don't look at it like that. That's not the whole Hardo opinion that I'm giving you right now. It's more of
you're a Hardo.
No, definitely. In this situation, yep. Not the case. But it's more of in the spirit of the quarterback throwback. Maybe it's an onside kick look. Maybe it's and I could even see. I mean, part of it like Bill and Mike talking. Hey, do this. Try this. My guys. I want to see if my guys will be ready for it. An unbalanced look. Okay, or maybe he just does it on his own. Let me tell you, that's Mike's personality. And if you guys don't get it, I don't know what to tell you.
No, but what are you saying? Line up like an onside kick? Like, that's different.
That's different than blitzing
Brady. I'm talking
about trying to hit Brady.
Blitzing, showing Brady exotic blitzes when his offensive line is probably like, what the hell? Exotic blitzes and get clear shots, clear path shots at Tom Brady. I don't see that happening.
So, I guess we have to define what an exotic blitz is, because there's really not much. You would just send it. You think he wouldn't blitz at all?
No,
because any blitz opportunity is a chance that his player
is
going to knock.
He is
his
not
head
trying
off.
To hurt Tom Brady. Because
I never said he was trying to hurt
him.
You are.
You are. Yeah, you are.
Like,
yes,
you're
you
thinking
are.
That he's not yeah, because we're buddies. We're not going to challenge you.
We're
buddies.
You're making it sound like Vrabel is going to attack Brady physically.
No, I didn't.
On the field.
Wait, first of all, I never said that.
Why?
I never said that.
Why would he take a bat to his knee?
Nancy Kerrigan? That's a weird reference to make right now, Tanya Harding.
Eat it, okay? That's not what I meant. Forget it.
So what did you mean?
I'm going to give you 68
keys. What do you think Vrabel's going to do to mess with Tom Brady?
Just like I said, there's going to be something where Vrabel can somehow chirp from the sidelines. I don't know what it is. It doesn't involve him getting hurt because, you don't want that to happen. But it is going to be something where it says, you should have been watching for that one. You didn't recognize that one because they don't play this year, do they? The Titans and the Patriots do not play this year.
So coverage, I agree. You know what I mean? Maybe they'll try to mask some coverage even though Brady's kind of got all the answers. But they might throw some complex things in coverage to see if they can pull a pick off them, right? And then you're going to have your fun with them. I'm just talking about when I think of going after him, I just think blitzing and hitting him.
No,
I think Vrabel will, play it safe while he's out there as far as attacking him.
This pregame speech that Vrabel has is not even close to being the same as it was when they played in the regular
season. No, and it won't be.
When he did say, we're going to do this, you got to go here, you got to hit him in the mouth, you got to be careful, you got to be smart.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the whole week of practice was like that. So, no, but I do think there's going to be, you know, other than the boring preseason game, but there's just been too much, chirping back and forth, and hey,
well, that's mutual respect.
And now
right?
There's all these now there's all these rumors about Tennessee being the one place that Brady would go because of his relationship with Mike Vrabel, and they're such good buddies. And
well, that's why Vrabel's not going to attack Brady, because you know what? He's going to recruit him next year. Tommy Curran,
I know my quarterback hurt.
On Quick Slants. I want to come back. I want to play a Tommy Curran because I think Tommy is on to something. The team that they are playing Saturday night. Could be, might be, Tom Brady's next team. We'll get to that. OMF live here at Fenway Park after a trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
Brady actually leaving, I'd say the chance of that happening is 10%. But if Brady does eventually take free agent visits, I would put the likelihood of him visiting Tennessee probably at 70 or 80. I mean,
has to.
It's a good team in the AFC. With a head coach and general manager who he's familiar with. And the more you watch him interact with Vrabel and Vrabel's wife, Jen, for instance, after practice, those are the people he grew up with. Those are the people who, he had a kinship with. They're almost the same age. Vrabel just turned 44. Brady's 42. They're a year apart. They both played in the Big Ten. These are friends.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's just...
There's the newsmaker.
Just follow the signs.
There's the newsmaker, Tommy Curran, who has driven the Patriots conversation the last couple days here in Boston. It is OMF, no Ordway, Mutt and Fourier and Fredo down here from Fenway Park. We've spent last... You guys spent yesterday, and rightfully so, talking about who the next coach of the Pats is going to be post-Belichick. Wiggy thinks Mayo is going to be coaching in 2 years.
Yes.
In the NFL, which... He was given.
He didn't walk
to,
that back at all, did he?
Walk that back and should have taken that opportunity, Christian. That was a nice lifeline you sent him. But
he didn't want to use it.
Wiggs being Wiggs, he didn't take that.
No, he's going to die in the vine with that one. Which so, is just it's the more I think about the Gerard Mayo situation, I just recognize how. First of all, we're just all overreacting. What a surprise!
Sure.
To just his to his involvement with the defense, it's minimal, minimal.
Because he's going down the same path Sean McVay went down.
But you know what the thing is? How do you evaluate, like, Gerard Mayo's job this year?
What do you mean? How do I? How well the linebackers play?
I mean, is it just if his defense good? Is that?
Are the young guys
Gerard
good?
Mayo did a good job? Yeah, I go back
is
like
Bentley. Good?
Well, I go back to like I'm meaning that because I go back to Patricia when he was here. Right? We thought he was a good defensive coordinator. Did you? Did you think he was a good defensive
coordinator? Yes, I did. Sure. Yep.
They had some good defense. They won Super Bowls with him. And then Brian Flores comes in. What do we hear from the defense? Man, it's a lot simpler. It's a lot easier.
Let us attack more.
But we can play faster. He communicates better. Then we kind of find out that, I don't know, maybe Patricia wasn't great. You know what I mean? Like it just builds in such charge of the defense or the players are in spots to succeed. I don't know if Patricia was a great defensive coordinator because it seemed like Flores was a lot better. Like it seemed like he made it simpler. They were better. So we think that's an extremely talented group of defensive players they have here. We all believe they're going to be a top five defense. So Gerard Mayo is just set up to succeed is my point.
But none of us believe he's the next coach. We're all on the same boat on that.
I think Gerard Mayo.
Really?
Well, okay. Not in 2 years. Not in 2 years.
Curran kind of, I don't know if you have it either, because he listed off a bunch of coaches like we did yesterday as far as here are the guys who are on the table, right? Okay, it's Patricia. Oh, you have it? Oh, okay.
So,
Patricia, you have Josh McDaniels, you have Brian Flores, Billy O. Name them all.
Vrabel.
Charlie Weiss, Vrabel's on there. But the fact is, Josh McDaniels is first in line.
Parcells.
What did it say? But in order for Gerard Mayo to actually move up the ladder, then Josh has got to go someplace else. He's got to go to another team and start trying to, you know, start his own family, so to speak. And then Mayo will jump up. All right, and then where's Vrabel at that point in time? Is he killing it in Tennessee? Where's Bill O'Brien? I mean, is he out of coaching? So, yeah, the natural progression would be, okay, Jerod Mayo would be next. Okay, but it just still is – he's so green, and he's so – just watching film as a player and, you know, receiving the call from the coaches as a middle linebacker and then making sure the front guys know it, like, that's one thing. Being prepared and seeing the field from 1,000 feet up, knowing what's going to happen and being, you know, proactive that way and being able to anticipate what they're going to do, the guy, he doesn't have the skills yet. He doesn't have it.
All right, more likely, Mayo the next coach or Tom Brady in Tennessee next year?
Mayo the next coach.
I think it's Brady in Tennessee. No, I think Curran is onto something. I mentioned Tennessee weeks ago. I mean, I'm telling you. It is so perfect.
You know,
they have a quarterback, Christian. This is the perfect scenario.
They don't like
a quarterback.
What if
they don't
Mariota
like
kills it. What do you mean they don't?
What
like
are
him?
The chances in year five he's going to kill it?
Maybe he finally figures it out.
What are the chances?
I know,
now, this is the wake up year.
Okay, I listen. This is Radio Mutt wanting this to happen
badly. No.
And I'm with you.
I want Brady to be a Patriot.
I want Brady to take the Reggie White free agent tour. That's what I want. Oh. I want him going to these other
That's
teams,
all we
just
would
like
need.
Peyton Manning did. That is what I want. Go to New Orleans. Go to Denver. Go to New York.
I think there's a small percentage chance that Brady leaves, but if he does. You see the path.
It'd be a great spot for him.
You're right. GM, head coach, quarterback with questions.
Malcolm Butler.
Maybe a roster that's being built, and all of a sudden that might be the team. You realize that maybe they're, you know, maybe not Jacksonville like the defense or you know, Minnesota a few years ago. They might be a team that's a quarterback. I just saying there's a path to it. A small percentage chance of Brady leaving, you got to start thinking, okay, if he does, where would that be? It would have to be a team that he's familiar with, but maybe it's a coach, maybe it's a GM, and just a roster that it's good.
Well, so why
they check a lot of the boxes?
Why wasn't this a discussion last week against the Lions? Oh, the Detroit Lions! Because, don't give me Matt Stafford
because Brady's not very good friends with Matt Patricia.
How do you know? I mean, it's not. How do you know?
Did he walk over? They weren't teammates. Number one,
Brady never threw a touchdown pass.
Mr. Curran said they grew up together.
He was there,
the same age. They're friends.
I mean, it's different. There's from another, player to player.
John, do we have the second cut from Curran talking about how Brady's attitude picked up around Vrabel?
Look, you're really getting a look at Brady with a contemporary there, and he's just so at home with it, and he's so happy to be involved. With a guy that he's got that shared history with, you're really realizing that, God damn, he's 42. Even though we say it all the time, to see the interactions, you realize you don't see Brady smile as much as you've seen him smile this week. Generally,
that's exactly what I was going to say. Was you almost see a different side of Brady when he's around somebody like Vrabel?
He's flirting with Mike Vrabel in front of everybody. He's
okay.
Flirting
he's the
with
same way
Vrabel.
Again.
He's the guy at the bar with a cute girl. You know what it is? His outward spirit. His outward spirit shows.
Is rejuvenated. It's glowing again.
His flower.
His heart light. His heart light is back on again.
His heartbeat is Mike Vrabel. Yeah, there you go.
See, it's so easy for people to read into that because they're boys. And it's no different when Larry Izzo was out on the field.
Oh, you make me smile. That's Brady right there.
Is that what he's doing?
Mike, great practice today, buddy. Your defense really coming along, pal. Can't wait to play for you next year. XOXO. TB12.
Well, listen, it didn't. Mike went to the Derby with Brady this year.
He's part of the crew.
Crew, like, and that's odd. And that's why there is. I don't think Brady looks at him as a head coach.
Vrabel changed his off-season training camp schedule to go to the Derby with Brady.
Well,
changed
I mean,
his off-season schedule. To
why
make
didn't
sure
the recruitment start that year?
How do you know it didn't? Jack Easterby recruited Casario at the ring ceremony.
Right.
Vrabel recruited Brady.
Matt Castle's on that. Matt Castle's there. Like,
I mean,
hey.
It's not exactly like picture perfect, like great analogy, but this is sort of like Eric Wedge bringing me to Cleveland. You know,
I was just thinking that. Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of people in Boston are thinking the same thing. Yeah. Like, you know, I had a relationship with him. Yeah. We were friends. Yeah. We used to go to concerts together in the off season. We're buddies, and then he brought me to Cleveland. That relationship.
We all need a guy like
this
that.
This is very similar to Brady and Vrabel.
Need a rabbi, to do that.
Squeeze an extra couple years out. That's what you need.
Your current has
Easter Bunny.
He's got this analogy where he's sitting with Reese at practice, and somebody asks Reese, "Would you pay Brady 2 years and you know, $30 million right now. And Reese said, absolutely. And the guy said, what the hell are the Patriots doing? He's a Tennessee guy. And what they're doing is leaving the door open that Vrabel comes in with this big pitch on this recruiting tour. Come on down to Nashville. We'll come on down to Broadway. Your name and lights, Tom. We can take TB12 south. We can show the people of Nashville what TB12 is all about.
Put
you in cowboy boots. Take you to Tootsie's. And we'll take your brand here to Nashville. And we're going to pay $60 million.
Do you remember when Peyton Manning was doing the tour? Denver was obviously a choice. I can't remember what the other choices were.
His tour was, and it was a tour, you're right, but didn't he have teams come to him? He went to Duke with Cutcliffe and had teams go and watch him throw. I think that's how
it may help, but do you think that the fact that John Elway was running the Denver Broncos had something to do with it?
Excellent point. I do. There's a contemporary feeling to it there. Yeah. It's different. It's more they didn't play together, but it was a guy that I believe in. A guy who was a Hall of Fame quarterback. He explaining how he's going to use me, how he's going to win with me, and it turned out he was right.
But also, they had a really good. I also think he looked at that team and said, "Wow, this guy's really good. That guy's really good. This defense is stacked." He's already told me he's going to spend more money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this gives me the best opportunity to win. So, yeah, the familiarity and, let's go take a walk down memory lane, Mike Vrabel. I mean, that's great. But if you don't have any talent, who cares?
I'm telling you, because Jeff Howell's all over it, too, because this was actually the relationship between Brady and Vrabel was actually number 61.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, of his 67. So, yeah, no, it'd be interesting. See, you're going to give him crap Saturday night, you think, on the sidelines, barking at him? Or is that just play during the week?
No, I think it continues because it is kind of like a pickup game to them. I think it's not, it doesn't really matter, who wins. There's nobody's going to remember the score at the end of the
Brady
game.
Did Brady really the other day come present Vrabel with a small little trophy?
Yep.
With the score of the
congratulations for winning in the regular
30,
season.
Whatever it was to 10. Here you go. You get this.
Yeah, you accomplished a lot.
Was Brady wearing his Super Bowl ring when he gave it to him? Here, congrats.
So there is something to Vrabel, though, that I don't know if you guys heard this, that he said he would give up one of his testicles for a Super Bowl.
Would you cut your off for a Super Bowl?
Oh, been married 20 years? Yeah, probably.
You've got three.
As a player.
I think.
And you're telling me he doesn't want Brady's as quarterback next year?
That's Brady's next coach. You can hear it in his voice.
You guys
that's
want
Tom's
to be,
guy.
You guys want that to happen so badly.
Who's freaking out right now? It's not Belichick. So Belichick is reading. Burge reads all this stuff and gives to Belichick, and Belichick's shrugging it off and laughing. The Crafts are, this is getting them nervous. This is now.
I agree with that.
This is like, okay, what did we do by giving Tom this out at the end of his contract?
Are we really
what the hell do we create here?
At the end of February, early March, are we really going to be talking about Brady making trips? Are they going to let him leave
Reading
the building?
Brady Instagram heading home to San Francisco. Brady goes country. All these headlines.
Yeah. Yeah, Schefter, and I tell you what,
Tom there's Brady a chance. But Nashville,
you guys, I guess we agree though that there's a chance.
Best going to be in Nashville now.
Are
they going to fly me out there now? I get a free trip. I will say this
for you:
it's the best thing as far as having because there always needs to be this shroud of this uncertainty, and he's already created immediate just doubt. Because, hey, how do you know I'm not speaking to Vrabel? How do you know? Read into what we're saying. I was out to dinner with him the other day. Hey, you want to play hardball? You want to lowball me? Well, I'll go play with Vrabel. Okay, fine. You want to play chicken with this? You want to challenge me with this? You don't want to risk it.
Isn't that what he's doing? Isn't it by taking the deal that he took, isn't he in a way playing chicken? They're betting against him. He's going to have a great year. They didn't want to commit to him, and now he's having a great year. And he's whispering sweet nothings into his old teammate's ear in front of everyone at these camps. Every guy's saying the same thing. Jeff Howe, Curran Reese. The Brady around Vrabel is a different guy right now. He's making it known. This is like
his heart lights back on.
It's him and Gronk playing catch at UCLA. It's telling the Pats, yeah, I still love Gronk. You made him retire. His outward spirit's dead. He's dumb, but I still love Gronk.
So Sunday, Brady's lying there with Giselle, and he's like, you know what? That was a fun week. I had a lot of fun hanging out with Mike. It was just so relaxed. It'd be cool to play for him. That conversation happened?
What do you think of Nashville?
Yes, I believe it would happen.
Yes,
Nashville's such a nice city.
Could you see yourself in Nashville, Giselle?
I can see you in boots.
The kids, good school.
So yeah, can you create a line of lingerie underwear that cowgirls would like? Can you put some spurs on those heels?
Short little shorts with cowboy boots. Yeah. It's a good look. People walking around all Nashville.
You know what?
We're
going to bring that the Daisy Dukes back. We're going to. But how do you say that in Portuguese?
You figure that out during the break. When we come back, we'll get your reaction. Are you buying in like we are? At least I am. Sounds like maybe these guys are on the fence. You buying into Brady and Tennessee at 617-779-7937. Some more from Tom Curran, plus your calls. OMF live here at Fenway.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now, back to OMF, where the ladies love us.
Maloney and Fourier, I love to listen to them.
They're wonderful.
But when Glenn comes on, I want to shut the radio off.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad on Sports Radio WEEI.
He's been a good friend for a long time. Obviously, done a great job leading this team. And, proud of him, everything he's accomplished. I think we all support him, even though he's coaching for another team. And it was just really good work. I don't think it's appropriate for me to speak about that private moment, but it was a nice gesture from me to him, and hopefully he appreciates it.
Best buddies, Brady and Vrabel, Tennessee.
My buddy.
10% chance he leaves, but then Curran said, I'll give Lou credit. 70% chance if he does leave, ends up being Tennessee. Like your numbers here.
Yeah, what's our guy's name who covers the Phillies?
Oh, God.
The math? What was that guy's name?
Pastor,
I'm not in your inside joke.
Sal Pal math.
Sal Halitosis?
And I would even say 5% chance Tom Brady leaves. But if he does, 75-80% chance it's going to Tennessee.
I agree with you. I think it's higher that he does leave. We'll talk to you. 617-779-7937, the phone number. What do you guys think? Are you buying in the way that I am, certainly? Go ahead,
Christian. So why not
get to your calls
a team
here
like the Rams? Sean McVay's still there. Goff ends up sucking.
And I'll tell you why the Rams. Because I've heard the Rams.
Go to a team with a plethora of weapons.
But if Brady goes, do they still have the plethora of weapons?
Well, I mean, I'm just assuming.
Their biggest issue is that Goff right now is cheap.
Yep.
And the minute he wants that big deal, they might sit there and say, you know what? I don't know if we can afford to pay Goff the money, given look at our roster. That's why they've been able to go out there and buy everybody the last couple of years. So now it comes down to, I don't know if we can pay Goff. Okay, fine. Let's bring in a quarterback and pay him $30 million cap hit. Like 2 years, $70 million. You know what I mean? So to me, it's like if they let go of Goff, it's obviously because they don't think he's the next guy, but they don't want to pay him because they don't have to gut their team.
See, my reasoning is different.
Brady for 2 years, $70 million, and you say, thank you.
And you win a Super Bowl, probably. My reasoning is that Sean McVay wants to run the Sean McVay offense. Tom wants to do what Tom wants to do. And in Tennessee, he is much more likely to be able to sort of run whatever he wants to run. They'll give him the keys to the offense and say, do what you want, Tom. We got Deion Lewis who you like. We got Henry. We got some wide receivers, a decent athletic tight end. Just run your scheme. You tell us. Help me help you. Sean McVay is going to want to run Sean McVay, right?
No.
He's not going to hand over control to Brady.
While we're going over teams, I think San Fran will be another one.
I put San Fran ahead of L.A.
Yeah, me too.
In terms of teams.
Because if they don't feel Garoppolo's worth the investment, Mike Shanahan's like, yeah, I'll take Tom. I did it with a guy like Matt Ryan out in Atlanta. I can make it work out here. You want to play for the 49ers, Tom?
I think that train
we'll give you 16.
Dwight Clark, Joe Montana.
Guys don't play. Is Jerry Rice there? Brett.
But you got George Kittle,
Dante Craig.
Dante Pettis.
There?
Listen, you miss Gronk. I got Kittle.
George Kittle, yeah, he is a badass. All right, fine. Okay, I'm in. Let's go.
Tennessee, San Fran.
It feels like those three. Are there any others you guys have thought about that he might end up
with? I don't even think L.A.'s in the mix in my mind. I would say San Fran, Tennessee. Yeah. Or the Jets.
I mean,
no chance.
I mean, I do Jets, think they're,
Sam
they're,
Darnold looks like
if
he's
going to
be
okay. If we're going to do this, and it has to be a team that he has some sort of relationship and trust towards. So it would have to be the Vrabel, the Matt Patricias, even the Brian Flores. Those guys where he has a relationship. Brian Flores has been there forever. Wasn't a player. And I would say even Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia, the role that he played. Hold on. The role that he played early on in his career, he was the piss boy. And you hang out with those guys like they're players. They're young. They don't have any kids. They're not married. You have different conversations with them as you would an actual position coach or your head coach or your DC or OC. That relationship is different. And you can see it even in Detroit. But suddenly, no one's like, it wouldn't be Detroit. It'll be Tennessee.
The other one that is not a great fit, but if they didn't guarantee the money to Cousins, Minnesota feels like the team that's like a quarterback away from being a legit contender, and Cousins holds them back. But there's not a lot of ties there. Zimmer's not a great tie, and obviously maybe not some great connections. David in Wakefield joins us, OMF at 617-779-7937. I'm going to try to do this. I'm probably going to fail.
All right, go. Give it a minute.
Having never used this phone screener down here at Fenway Park. Oh, there's David. Hi, David.
How you doing?
What's up,
David?
I was just wondering, you ever think that maybe Brady just wants to be able to go to Tennessee or maybe on the team just to prove to himself and everybody else that he can do it without Belichick?
See, I've heard it the other way around, David, thanks for the call, that Belichick wants to win without Brady. I'm not even sure where that started. Do you guys know where that started? It feels like something we just say now, that Belichick wants to prove he can win it without Brady.
Well, I don't know if he says, hey, listen, I can't wait till Brady's done so I can show everybody, because there's always debate, who's more important? I ask you, who's more important, Brady or Bill?
Brady.
Okay, so Brady's
And I've changed. I've come around in that. For a long time, it was Belichick. So but I've seen it now. It's Brady.
So where it came from is that debate comes up. People go back and forth. And then Bill hears and he says, well, I mean, the only way this is going to be proven is if Brady leaves and I get to win without him. And I'll show them all.
See, I think it's about motivating guys that have accomplished so much. More so than anything. Like Tom Brady, that's why I think he's thrown out 45. Like for him right now, what's motivating him is to try to play at least 45 years old. He's already won more Super Bowls than anybody. You know, he's got the money. So what is he dangling in front of himself to motivate? To continue to play at a high level because he wants to play to 45. If Bill Belichick, if he wins another one here with Tom in the next couple years or whatever, even if he doesn't, if Tom leaves, what motivates however old Bill Belichick is, who's accomplished everything in the game? What motivates him is to try to get back on top again with somebody new. So I don't know if it's like, you know, I want to prove that I can do it without Brady, that I was always the one that was most important. I think it's about motivating two guys that it's tough to motivate. I mean, to wake up and be like, I want to be better. I've done everything. Like, so I don't think in spite of the other guys. I just think it's what keeps them going.
And Bill would have it easier as far as the season's over. Okay, he's not getting hit. He's not getting worn out. You know, his arm, he doesn't have to rely on his arm. He has to rely on his brain. As long as he can walk around, he's fine. So I feel like it's easier for him to re-energize. One, because he's always going to be the highest paid coach. He can dictate how much they practice, how much time they spend in the office. He can leave if he wants to. Brady can't do that. Brady has to sit there and deal with the rules as they're set forth. And
but he's got a pretty sweet deal, though, doesn't he? The way Brady's set up now, like they've come to an agreement. You do the Alex stuff. You don't have to be here for the non-mandatory stuff.
Just
prepare yourself and get ready. And then when he shows up, as Belichick did, you might have been with you guys talking about Brady in preparation. No one prepares harder. And Belichick knows he's getting ready. So Brady's not treated like
day
Stidham
two,
or
have a day
Hoyer
off,
right
day
now,
two
right?
of camp.
He's got a pretty sweet setup. And I think that'd be the same in Tennessee or San Francisco. Sure. When you've gotten to as far as Brady's gotten in his career, the rules end up being different.
Well, but let me see. Yes. Well, so will Brady be around? Yeah, so if Brady plays till he's 45, he will be around for the next CBA, the new CBA. Which is coming, it'll be due in 2021.
Save your money. Hey, I got some clothes. I want to sell some clothes online.
What is it? Trendsy?
Trendy? Trend up, I think. Trend up.
So wait, so you can actually, so I have a shirt. Like WEI gives me a shirt. I don't even take it out of the bag.
I believe that. It stays in the plastic. Okay. Yeah.
So I sit there and I can go sell it for like $20.
Lower.
There's a lot of those sites.
$9
No,
you like WI shirt?
$15
No, go over the.
On it?
George, put it up. Let's put it up now.
Are you preparing for a lockout?
No.
NFL,
I tell you what,
some
though,
of your clothes?
I have sold furniture on one of these sites. It's like I forgot what it's called, but I
Craigslist?
Sold almost no, not Craigslist. It's a
good.
Furniture. It's like
there's some crazies on Craigslist. Thank God he didn't say that.
I thought that was only for like hooking up for crazy people.
You don't sell anything.
I thought Craigslist was like Tinder for psychopaths.
I mean, it might be. There's a missing connections thing where it's like, hey, saw you running on Boylston
yeah.
Street.
I don't know what the
website I'm not following
is.
You.
No, my
but...
wife's done that stuff before, like bags or whatever, shoes, right?
Yeah, rebag it, yeah. But it's
I
yeah.
forget what it's called. Some website. I don't
so
know.
You guys got to do that because you guys aren't in the league, but the league players have to start doing that because there'd be a lockout. The team's going to be locked out.
This is going to be interesting.
Start saving your money now, Tom.
Get on
start
your parents' insurance.
Don't sell that house. You better hold on to that house.
Wouldn't that be?
Don't start building a new spec home.
Oh no, that's Tom preparing for a lockout.
When
He's
is the lockout?
Getting out of a big mortgage right now.
That's true.
Oh, good idea.
I can't carry 10 homes only, to sell.
Well, when they bought that place, I heard they only put down 10%. They're still playing PMI, right?
Oh, PMI, it hurts. Yeah.
You know, so I mean, they're hurting.
What? What's the? Is it after the 2021 season? Is that when it is?
March 2021 is when the CBA is up.
Okay. Yeah, when it ends.
But they don't want to go in the next year. They'd want to do it now.
Is there a chance the lockout or a strike ends Brady's career? Like they miss a whole year. Ooh. And Brady's like, you know what? I'm not
never
coming
gets
back.
That. Never gets that. That's
I'm
right.
not coming back. So he's ready to play. They get locked out or they strike, whatever. And they miss an entire year really fighting for those issues. Marijuana, guaranteed money, whatever. And Brady ends up saying, you know what? I'm done. Having too much fun. My outward spirit's back.
That would
I'm
be, done playing. Wouldn't that just be the ultimate buzzkill?
Yes.
So this is your final year.
For Tennessee
year.
Fans, yes, because he's been
for
a great
Tennessee
job.
Fans. We didn't get our money's worth. We didn't even get to see him. I tell you what, Tennessee is a great area, though, too. I mean, if he's going to pick a town that because most guys, when they leave, they kind of want to go to like a, the allure of a fun city is and something completely foreign to you is kind of interesting. It just is. It's like, wow, okay, Tennessee, all right, great up-and-coming city, lots of bars, lots of... But it's not like he's going out there.
Yeah, he's out. He's out in the nightlife. He's all about the boozing, going and listening to some concerts.
Yeah, he's all about you hanging out with the public on a random Wednesday night.
It is a different market for his brand. Like, and I
what, country people don't want to be pliable?
No, I don't think...
I wear Spurs. We don't care about being pliable.
He's not had that audience yet. So he could crank it up on Broadway... And you read the Men's Health story. I heard you talking about it on the air. I think the Giselle stuff was the most interesting stuff in that article
too.
Because he went out of his way to say how she grew up differently and how she moved around a lot. And it was almost
that's
like Tom convincing himself that if the Patriots thing doesn't work. My wife did it. She succeeded.
Yeah.
Why can't I go do something different in a different market?
Great point.
Why can't
I do it? And she's telling him, listen, you got to be okay with putting yourself in a new uncomfortable situation.
Yep.
Like you're going to be the new kid in school. You got to be okay with that. I did it my whole life. I'm telling you, it may be a little bit uncomfortable at first, but you'll be fine. You'll be better than that. Because especially if they're screwing with you and they keep screwing with your money and my money because it's joint, then you're going to have to force them to deal with the ramifications if they don't act right, if they don't appreciate you. And we all know what that means.
Because for a lot of years, we think that he is, when he's played poker with the Patriots, he's folded. He's taken their deals. He's stayed here. He's been the good soldier. And so it's almost like she's convincing him, you don't have to keep doing this. There are other ways to go about it. Your greatness is not tied to the Patriots. And I feel like that article was sort of his way of saying it for the first time that, yeah, I could envision, like his dad has talked about, it may not ending my career.
Listen, if he goes to Tennessee, he can finally come out. He can come out and support.
Come out of what?
He
can come out in support of Donald Trump.
Oh.
He can wear his hat publicly, in there all he wants. He can walk around, donate to Donald. He can finally talk about his relationship with
different
Donald
media
Trump.
Relationship.
With that hat, right
Tennessee
in the
locker.
The question
Donald
would
Trump.
Be, here's the question. All right, so let's just say... He goes to Tennessee. Now I'm liking this.
Like, start exercise.
LeBron James always has like a reporter who is designated to him, like Brian Windhorst,
mm-hmm.
right? He was in Miami. Then he went to Cleveland, and now he's stationed in
he's
L.A.
He's Camp LeBron, yeah.
So out of these guys, who would go to Tennessee and be the Tennessee beat reporter? Really, pretty much just.
I think we know
it would be Tom E. Curran, Mike Reese, Mike Giardi. Don't forget about him.
Yep.
Okay. Let me see. Who else do I
Jeff
got?
Howe.
Jeff Howe.
Ben Volen.
Ben Volen, no.
You already named the guy.
Yeah, you know.
No, I got three good options. What? I got Tommy Kern, Mike Reese, or Michael Giardi.
He's a little guy who thinks he's very handsome on TV, works the NFL Network. Mike Giardi.
Giardi.
It's
Giardi
an absolute no. lock.
No,
you think it's
lock
Tom
it up.
Kern?
He's a national guy.
Kern would go from Lakeville to Nashville.
No.
Yes.
No.
Nashville.
So was it going to be Quick Slants, Tennessee style?
Yep. Tommy so Goodell.
Like, welcome to Quick Slants.
You do Quick Slants.
I'm Tommy Two Guns.
Tommy
he comes in like, hey, you rustling up some topics and debate for you.
He'd be on a mechanical bull.
Saddle up to the bar.
With a cowboy hat. Let's do this.
And so instead of lobster rolls in the background, it's going to be pulled pork and barbecue.
Yeah. Tommy Curran, Lakeville, Nashville.
He's never leaving.
Bobby's in Cambridge. Bobby on Brady. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah, just quickly, and again, you guys know a lot more than I do, but watching football all these years, wouldn't Brady's number one priority especially be, nothing taking away from it, his age and everything right now, is an offensive line that is good to excellent? He's really, without that, I mean, what is he going to do right now? You could have all the skill positions in the world, and this is just me, my opinion. Mm-hmm. But if you don't start with that offensive line, it's not going to matter. It's just the type of quarterback that he is right now. What do you guys think? I'll leave it at that.
Yep, it'd be top towards the list. I mean, after, can I run the offense I want to run? How good's the offensive line? Sure, I mean, I'll buy into that. I mean, I have to go back and look. I've not done the deep dive yet on the Tennessee Titans or 49ers offensive line, but my guess is they'd put an adequate offensive line around Tom Brady, given they know who
he is. I would say
is.
The most important thing for him at this point in time of his life is if his career would be the offensive line. And I don't think
ahead
it's a surprise.
Coach?
Well, I mean, I would say that's a given.
Okay.
I mean, what do you say? Like, the coach would be so – Would he work with there's a couple of slaps out there. Doug Marone. Would him and Doug Marone get along together?
Him and John Gruden.
Would John? Oh God! Can you imagine that? You're no longer the hey.
That's gonna knock for TB12, man.
Oh my God!
Where's my buddy TB12?
Offensive line rankings. Oh. Patriots number 2.
Oh, excellent!
Not surprised.
Titans.
San Fran 22. Titans 23.
Uh-oh.
You know, so here's funny. So I'm telling you, I can't remember.
Draft the left tackle?
The Patriots are always, a top five team to win the Super Bowl, if not top three. But they usually are, they don't have all these high position rankings. This year they have, as far as their defense is, the NFL.com ranked them number 6. Their offense, their secondary is top 5. Their offensive line is top 5. Their running backs will probably be top 10. Their quarterback is
DB's got to be ranked pretty high.
No, I said their secondary is top 5 easy. The linebacker core, I mean, easily top 5 based on, what I've seen out there. I wouldn't call them the best, but there's a lot of good ones. They're one of them. Their defensive line will figure that out. But give me a really – their weakest positional group is tight end and wide receiver,
yeah,
and then D-line. I would go in that order. Tight end –
well, how good is
especially the first four games?
So I know
it's
you're
factoring be worst
in
the NFL,
like Dante Scarnecchia, right? But I mean, if you don't have a left tackle or a big question mark at left tackle, how much is that a knock on your offensive line? The other four guys are good. Doesn't that kind of not hold it together?
That guy can get exposed, yeah, right? That one position.
But I would say that they have enough depth and guys that could, like Marcus Cannon, could go to left tackle. If that's a real area, they can chip, they can block.
Which
no,
is
saying.
Which is one of my things to watch, Jeff Howe. No,
number 68?
Not 67, would be Isaiah Wynn tonight. Finally playing.
We haven't gone through Christian's list yet. He spent all afternoon before the show putting his list together.
You know what? I lost it, though.
Oh, well, we'll make it up on the fly.
You have 87?
Do I have
87 things to watch?
No.
No. All
right. We'll come up with some more. I got my guy to watch tonight. We'll get to your calls. And Tommy Kern took a deep dive with me last night on all things coaching. 617-779-7937. Plus your calls. OMF here from Fenway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.